AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The death toll from last week's flooding in eastern Kentucky remains at 37. Concerns today about potentially dangerous heat in areas without electricity. Julie Walker has our report.
Temperatures are expected in the 90s, and Governor Andy Beshear is warning people.
We've already lost at least 37 Kentuckians. We don't want to lose any to what is going to be vicious heat.
The National Guard is distributing thousands of cases of water. Meanwhile, Beshear says the rebuilding process is going to be a real challenge.
Imagine scratching and clawing for 10, 15 years to be able to have something you call a home. But it's not insured, and it's wiped out, as is every other thing that you own.
He says the cost of flood insurance was too expensive for most. I'm Julie Walker.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plane departing Taiwan today, where she pledged America's commitment to democracy on the self-governing island, remains ironclad. China claims Taiwan as its own territory and is launching military exercises in the wake of the visit. AP correspondent Ken Moritsugu in Beijing on people's reactions there.
It's hard to gauge whether it's as important to them as it is for the government and the ruling Communist Party. But I do think that they are concerned about this visit by Pelosi, and was it really necessary? And in a time of tension between the U.S. and China, it seems like it just fueled the crisis.
In Illinois, Robert Cremo III has pleaded not guilty in the attack on the July 4th parade in Highland Park. Seven people were killed, dozens wounded. And at a civil trial in Texas, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones says he now understands it was irresponsible to declare the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre a hoax. He says he now believes it was 100% real. The trial will determine how much he owes for defaming the parents of one of the children. This is AP News. Charles Deledesma with a report now on something called zoonotic disease.
Monkeypox and COVID-19 have raised awareness around the world of zoonotic diseases that are passed between animals and human beings. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than half of all human infections, such as malaria, Ebola and SARS, are zoonotic in origin. Its scientists estimate more than 6 out of every 10 known infectious diseases in people can be spread from animals. Now the Ugandan government has built a lab that tracks zoonotic diseases in national parks, where many communities live close to a wide variety of wildlife. The Uganda Wildlife Authority says the country must address the major challenges faced in wildlife conservation and disease control. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And if you heard about Brad Pitt telling GQ magazine he was on his last leg professionally, don't worry. He says that does not mean he's retiring, just another career stage. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.